Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue on our study of the future of Islam. Today we'll move with the moderator to a newer question. It is a very important question, but as usual, Professor John Esposito will not address the question, but he will go on with what I call empty talk. Literally, he'll be talking and talking and talking, and I have no idea where he is going with his talk, simply because he is not answering the question. So, without further ado, here is the moderator with his new question.
Many of the questions asked, how can we better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims in America? Or how can we help address the issues of Islamophobia and misunderstanding that is also often portrayed in classrooms?
The question was asked about how we can better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims in America. But then the moderator gives a question in another form, as he said, or how can we help address the issue of Islamophobia and the misunderstanding that is also often portrayed in classrooms? So the Islamophobe, the people like Usama Dakdak and the Street Wave Grace Ministry, who teach that Islam is a savage cult and that Sharia is a barbaric law, and that Islam could not coexist with our constitution, that democracy and Sharia do not fit together. Something Professor Esposito did not talk about, even though he was given the question previously concerning these important issues. So in simple words, here is the question. How can we better promote a good Islam and a good Muslim? How can we get rid of the Islamophobe people for their misunderstanding to issues concerning Islam and Muslims in the classroom in the university? Now, I want you to get ready to hear the answer by Professor Esposito. First, he said,
I think, you know, there's so much that I can't sit. I can't talk when I'm sitting. I'm sitting on my brains. The reality of it is there's so much that one can do. I've been doing this for years, and you know, this is all going to... If you want to have any impact in life, remember that movie that they talked about, Pay It Forward? Some of you remember, okay? I always say, if you want to be useful in life, if you go through tough times and then you're blessed and you have a pretty good job, or you're in a position to help somebody else because somebody helped you, or you have some money and you can help them, you pay it forward. But you can't do what everybody else can do, even when you're talking about paying it forward. You're not Bono, you know? You're not, you know what I mean, some mega wealthy person who just walks in and says, I'm gonna... We all, in our everyday lives, have a way of paying it forward. You know, there are people who are lonely, there are people who are sick, there are people who just want somebody to come and talk to them. There are things like, you know, delivering, you know, food to people. And people can do that and make incredible contributions. And they don't get on TV. They're not, you know, they're not somebody who can say, you know, I've got 100 million and I'm going to give 10 million tomorrow and it's going to be in the newspapers.
So here we are, America. The question was very clear. It's about Islamophobia. The question is about how we have true understanding to Muslims and Islam. But the answer is about a movie, Pay It Forward. I have never heard the movie, and I know nothing about the movie. But what did we learn so far from what Professor Esposito shared with his audience? We learned nothing. Exactly. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing. Because he did not address the question. You are blessed. Give to the community. Oh, you were poor. You have a hard time and somehow you made a fortune. Give. And you don't have to advertise it or being rewarded by the media. And no. Just do good. Do good to others as you have been in need. Now others are in need. What does this have to do with the question of the moderator? I think Professor Esposito is really sitting on his brain, as he said. And he cannot answer the question while he was sitting down. So stand up, sir. Give us an answer. And guess what? There is no answer. And to prove my point, let's move on to the next section of the answer for that very important question.
The same thing is true with cultural understanding. I speak at universities, I speak to groups, and then I go back. And it's amazing how many people come up to me and they'll say something like, I heard you speak 10 years ago. And you suggested X and Y, and some of us went out and did that. Whether it's a career, or I said at one point to a group, I said, develop a book club. There are book clubs all over the place, where people in a community, men and women, or sometimes it'll be women who are at home during the daytime, they get together and they discuss, they read a book, they discuss culture and religion, they get to know each other, they get involved in their communities, they get involved in each other's mosque or church. And when you do that and then there's a crisis, when somebody attacks a mosque or whatever, and we've had incidents of this where suddenly people come out of nowhere who aren't Muslim and help out.
The same thing is true with cultural understanding. Are we talking about different culture or are we talking about a savage cult? My friends, once again, the problem with Islam has nothing to do with culture because the Christians and the Jews and the atheists and the gay and the lesbian are not practicing the same thing which Muslims practice. If it is culture, it should be in all the people of the community. It is not culture. Islamophobia is not true. You cannot understand Islam building on culture, but you understand Islam built on the word of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. It is Islamic ideology, not culture. But Professor Esposito is trying to convince his audience that when you do good works, if you have been living in a hardship, with being poor, and the Lord bless you, and you've been blessed, and you start giving back to the community, it is the same as understanding Islam. Because it is built like on culture things. No, my friends, that itself is a lie from the bottom of hell. Then Professor Esposito gave us some suggestions. Yes, he speak all over the universities for years. Yes, he wrote 45 books. Yes, he gave advice to all the politicians in America and around the world about Islam. But all what he says in all these years is simply hogwash. There is no truth whatsoever in what he's trying to teach us. So he's talking about some suggestions he have given in the past to his audience whom he met with and talked with in universities. One of these suggestions which he's given to his audience at the University of Kentucky is develop a book club. What does a book club have to do with Islam? If you are studying in this book club the word of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, Muslim ideology, then that book club is excellent. But the problem is that neither Professor Esposito nor those who listen to his advice, when they develop a book club, they will read the word of Allah or the teaching of Muhammad, which means what? It's a waste of time. Holding hand and saying Kumbaya, which is known to be the new movement in America of understanding Islam, is not Islam. And you will never understand Islam from these clubs. Men and women in community meet together, or some women during the day reading some books. And listen to what he said here. It will be women who are at home during the day, get together, they read a book, they discuss culture and religion. No, Islam is not a culture, but Islam is a savage cult. And the only books we can read to understand Islam are the words of Allah in the Quran and the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. These are not books any of these book club members will ever read to understand the true nature of Islam. these book club members will never get to know each other because Muslims in these clubs use deception. They lie, like Professor Bisidu lied in the entire speech here at the University of Kentucky. And then he said what? When they get to know each other, they get to be involved in their community. They get involved in each other's mosque or church. What do we call that? We call that interfaith meetings. We call that dialogue meetings. We call that Chrislam meetings. Something does not fit with the real Islam or with the Christian ideology, with the teaching of the Word of God. Because, my friends, there is no relationship between darkness and light, between falsehood of Islam and the truth of Christianity. But listen to what good come out of this meeting. As Professor Esbesidu said, and when you do that, and there is a crisis. What crisis? Listen carefully now. When somebody attacks a mosque or whatever. Excuse me? Somebody attack a mosque in America? Yes, we got somebody who threw a rock on a window in a mosque in America. Or somebody else who tried to start a fire in a mosque in America. And Professor Esposito is calling this a crisis. And I wonder when Professor Esposito will talk about the churches which are burned to the ground while Christian believers are inside praying all over the Muslim world. Crisis in mosques, my friends, does not take place except in the Muslim world as Sunni and Shia bomb and destroy each other's mosques. But here in America, we do not have crisis with Muslims in their mosques. Professor John Esposito is trying to make Muslims victims here in America by those who do not understand Islam. My friends, that makes me sick.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Professor Esposito talking about the future of Islam in America and puts the blame on the Americans, and he gives the answer for the problems which will take place in America, the crisis which the American Muslims will face in the future on us. We need to stop being Islamophobe. We need to hold hands with the Muslims. We need to all become one big family and read some books and talk about culture and forget about Allah and Muhammad and Islam, because that's how we can give America to the Muslims. In simple words, Professor Esposito wants us to help the Muslims to take over America. And now, let us listen to a little bit more of the hogwash of Professor Esposito to answer the simplest question about how we can better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims. How to address the issue of Islamophobe? For he continued by stating,
at universities, get speakers, get interactive programs, not only have courses, have discussion groups, and deal with hard issues. One shouldn't be afraid to say, look, I have nothing against your religion. I know most Muslims are okay, but how come there are so many terrorist groups? How come there's so much violence? Now, I have a weak-kneed answer to some of that.
So here we see Professor Esposito give the second suggestion concerning what we can do to fix the problem with Islamophobia or to have a better understanding to Muslims and Islam. That is, having some speakers in the universities, getting interactive programs, not only having guest speakers, but have discussion groups and deal with hard situations. What situation he's talking about? The situation of the propaganda Islam, because he's telling us we need to say to the Muslims, I have nothing against your religion. Excuse me. The problem is in the religion, sir. The problem is in Islam. The problem is in Allah and Muhammad. The problem is in the Quran, the word of Allah, and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. The problem is Islam ideology. So how in the world are you going to fix the problem with Islam when you tell the Muslims, I have nothing against your religion? That is, if you know nothing about the religion, but if you know anything about Islam, for sure, we have a lot to say about Islam. It is not even a religion. It's a savage cult. I will not say I know most Muslims are okay because they're not okay. If you are a Muslim, you are a terrorist. If you are a Muslim who believe and practice the teaching and the ideology of Islam, you are an evil person. And then he asks the most important questions. How come there are so many terrorist groups? How come there is so much violence? The answer is, read the Quran, sir. The answer is in the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. The answer is the repeated history of how Muslims have been living in this war for the last 1400 years. So don't tell me a question if you are not willing to face the reality of the answer of these questions. But listen to what else Professor Esposito said. He said he have an answer for some of these questions. Well, I'm sorry, with all respect, sir, if you are not willing to quote for us the words of Allah, that is Quran chapters and verses, and the saying of Muhammad in Sahih Muslim, Sahih Bukhari, the correct sources, the solid information about what Muhammad taught the Muslim to do, then you have no answer. Your answer is a hogwash answer. It will not help neither the Muslims nor the Americans whom you are selling to the Muslims to take over by building a great future for the Muslims and Islam. And to prove my point to you, listen to his hogwash answer. He's going to switch from apples to oranges to tell us here is the answer for this problem. That is when Professor Esposito said,
if you had 10 Northern Islands and Southern Islands, you'd have be saying, what are those Catholics doing? If you had 10 Israels and Palestines, you'd be saying, what's going on between all of these people? In other words, when you look at an area, okay, those areas are one country or vying over, you know, whether it's one or two countries in Northern Ireland, okay? When you're dealing with some 35 or 40 countries across the world that are very diverse, that have had authoritarian regimes, that have a legacy of European colonialism, okay, that's part of it.
What Professor Esposito is trying to say here is the problem we have among Muslims and the violence and the terrorist activity, it is the norm. It is found in Ireland. It's found between Israeli and the Palestinian. It's found among the 35, 40 Muslim countries who have governments whom he called authoritarian governments, authoritarian regimes. Once again, Professor Esposito is going in circles, not talking about the problem of Islam, because once again he's trying to give an excuse for why we have violence, why we have terrorism, and not facing the reality of the ideology of Islam. And that's why, as I said earlier, he have no answer. If you are not willing to open the Quran and face the reality that Islam is a savage cult, if you are not willing to read the saying of Muhammad and face the reality that Muhammad was a savage leader, therefore you have no answer for the problem of violence or terrorism around the world. And once again, he is comparing apples to oranges. The problem we have in Ireland and the problem we have in the Christian world in the past, it's because they did not follow the teaching of Christianity. They did not practice the teachings of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But The problem with Islam, it is they are practicing. They are living the savage cult of Islam. So you don't compare this to that because they're two separate subjects. Christians are not following the Bible, but Muslims are following the ideology of Islam, the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. Once again, I do not judge Christianity or Islam by what Christians or Muslims do, but I judge Christianity and Islam by what the book teaches. And that is the problem which Professor Esposito will never face. Well, let's move to the last session of his answer to the question, how we can better promote mutual understanding and respect of Islam and Muslims, or how can we address the issue of Islamophobia? And that is when Professor Esposito said,
also, people are responsible for changing their own future. But how do you change your own future if you're functioning with an authoritarian regime where you can't have political parties, maybe, where you can't organize? In the new democracy in Egypt, you cannot meet and talk without permission from the government, even in the smallest possible groups. You have no access to television. You have no access to, and it affects the educational system. If you don't have a good educational system, if you don't have a good economy, all of those things come to play. But in discussion groups, these things can be honestly raised because one should be able to raise that. You know, being culturally sensitive or religiously sensitive doesn't mean I don't want to say anything because that could upset the other person. But let's face it, it is sensitive. In our culture and religion today, it's sensitive. Look at Shout Television. Look at O'Reilly. Look at Sean Hannity. And look at some people on MSNBC. It's attack television. And in attack television, there is no mutual understanding. When you have attack television, and when you have attack media, and when you have attack, social media, then you don't have that. And I think that that's part of it.
When we will meet in our next broadcast, we will challenge this segment because there's so much has been said here which is not true. Professor Esposito lied about the future of the Muslims, for he claimed that the change of the future of the Muslim is in their hands. Professor Esposito lied about Egypt. He also mixed apples and oranges again as he compared what is happening in America in our free media to that which takes place in the Muslim world. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.